Hey lovelies, it's Lupin. I hope you guys are having a good Sunday. Today is my last day off. I took an extra long weekend and I go back to work tomorrow. What the heck? It was a really good weekend though. It's been hotter than hell. Oh my goodness, guys. How can like Southerners handle this? I am not used to super hot weather and it has been boiling. I can't go outside. What do you do? How do I go outside? I've been hiding in my basement, like trying not to die, hiding in my basement with a fan and recording. Luckily, my studio is in the basement. If you guys hadn't seen this week, yesterday actually was my cake day, my third cake day on Reddit. And so I posted, I just smacked the shit out of my microphone, sorry. I posted a big choose your own ending little thing. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. That's took up the majority of my recording time during this last week. I had to wait for all the scripts to come in from the authors, and most of them came in like right before this week off, so it all worked perfectly. You know, I got it out, but it took up a lot of time to get them all done and recorded. So I'm so happy with it, so I hope you guys enjoy it because I had so much fun with it. Not really much going on. Like I said, it's been a really boring week of not boring it's been really fun, but it's just been a really nothing really happening and busy. Like it's been busy. I've been so crazy busy. So that I'm gonna be working on that. Just so you guys know, I'm not really talking about it too much yet because I'm not 100% sure what's gonna go on, but some stuff came to my attention, and just FYI, I may have to be changing my Patreon again for August. So nothing's changed for this month, but just as kind of a heads up, I'll be finding out more information in the next couple of days, but I may have to adjust my Patreon again. I hate making changes. I've probably said this a million times. I like just sticking with one thing, but I also want to make sure that you guys are getting the best content I can give you and that I'm able to stick around. So that might mean that I may have to make changes by August. If you don't see a post, then, you know, you can disregard. But in the next week or so, I might be making a post regarding some changes. What else happened this week? So today I am going to record a couple of audios, parts for collaborations. So I have a couple of collaborations I'm working on. Those are just like two people collaborations. But that there's this one big one. I know I've talked about it before, but there's this one big top secret collaboration, and that one is still in the works. I don't know when it's going to be posted, but I'm so excited for you guys to hear. I'm so excited to hear it. I think this is going to be a little tangent, but you know, people often I see in the GWA community, I've been here 3 years, you know, which isn't as much as some people. I'm not trying to say I've been here like the longest or anything, but I've been here 3 years and I've seen a change in how GWA, like how, you know, what's going on, the feel of GWA. I've seen the change. I've changed. And a lot of people don't like that change, which is totally understandable. It has changed a lot even in 3 years. You know, now a lot of performers are doing Patreons, doing commissions. That was not the way it was, you know, 3 years ago. It was very rare to see someone making money or, you know, anything like that. It was purely hobbyist. And some people don't like the idea that it's gone more marketing or more, you know, just, you know, currency-based, that's a weird way to phrase it, but people have gone more to marketing it. And I see it both ways, because for 2 years, I did it completely as a hobby. I loved it. I loved it so much. And I still love it so much. But, you know, in the last year, I have started to, you know, I started up a Patreon. I started taking commissions because I was wanting to spend more and more time, you know, me personally, regardless of money, I was wanting to spend more time working on it, but I couldn't justify it just with how busy I am. I'm an adult. I have a family and I, you know, do shit tons of stuff outside of Patreon or outside of, GWA. So I had to justify it somehow. I couldn't just spend all day, you know, doing a hobby, or it wouldn't really be beneficial to my family. So I had to justify it some way for me. And that's where, you know, doing Patreons and doing commissions, that helped me personally justify it, because, hey, I'm able to make some extra income. I'm able to pay for, instead of me, you know, buying microphones and, you know, spending all this money to get this equipment, I'm, you know, able to kind of reinvest in myself, and I'm able to, you know, make a little bit more money to go towards bills or what have you. And it really, really is working for me. But regardless of that, I would still be doing it as a hobby, just not as frequently. I wouldn't be able to post as frequently as I do. But why did I even get started talking about this? But I've seen a lot of people recently talking about how, you know, how the community's changed and how everything's different. And I think people don't realize that everyone still has that feeling of hobby, you know, that feeling of love of what it is. I know I do. And I know a lot of performers who maybe monetize their stuff still do, because it's just so fun. And I love doing it so much. And that's why I brought this up. See, I remembered. I brought it back around. The thing that makes me feel the most like the most creative and the most like I used to feel when I just did it for me, which I still mostly do it for me, like I said, but I now, you know, I have other things to keep in mind, because I do also do it for you guys. You guys are the reason that I, you know, put this stuff out. But another reason that I do it is that, you know, I love these collabs. The collabs are just so fun for me, especially like when I actually do the editing and, you know, kind of the sound engineering not that fancy, but like when I kind of do the organization of it, I find it so fun. It's so interesting and so entertaining. And I get to do that on a low scale with my own stuff, but doing a collab, it's awesome. I love working with this collab that I just did. I was the only voice, on the project, and then it was five writers, and it was so much fun. I was the one who, you know, figured out what it was going to be, and I got to work with them. You know, they decided what they were going to write on, and it was so fun. So that's why I've been doing a lot of collabs lately, is that's where I get the fun of it. That's where I get the fun of it back. And I have a lot of stuff that I do that's fun too, but collabs are just so fun. This was a random rant. I just found a post, and I'm not going to get into the drama of it, but I just found a post earlier this morning about people who are complaining, you know, people that I remember from back when I first started posting who are complaining about how the current state of GWA is. And, you know, I'm not going to get upset about it. I love GWA as it is currently. I love how GWA used to be. It definitely has changed, and I will never say that it hasn't, because it 100% was. It has. 100% has changed, but I don't know. I love it. I love GWA as it is. I love GWA as it was. But that's also a reason I've been doing other stuff, like my, you know, branching out and not doing just GWA, but doing Safer Work stuff as well. Fuck, I've been loving the Safer Work stuff so much, guys. that's been really fun, not to have to think of ways to, you know, incorporate, you know, something not Safer Work into it. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, so I mean, I have a couple of my parts of collabs I'm going to be doing today. Depending on my time and availability, I may do some more. depending on that, I may do a single audio or something like that. But I'm also working on a script for YouTube to get a new YouTube video out. So I've got a couple things going, which means I should probably stop blabbering. This was probably a really weird audio. Sorry about that. random, but because it wouldn't be one of my random little rambles if I didn't mention D&D, would it? But I freaking love D&D. And I've been watching Critical Role again. I haven't watched it in a while, and I'm restarting the second season, or the second, you know, campaign. And oh, I love it so much. I love it. If you guys watch Critical Role, who is your favorite character from the second campaign? Because mine, and I'm pretty sure this is like everyone's, but mine is totally Laura's character. I love Jester. Jester's fucking, I love Laura. Laura is amazing, and Jester is adorable, and I just love it. I love it so much. Although, you know, of course, Nott is amazing as well. Sam is just so funny, and so Nott is the best, but Jester is always going to be my favorite. Just the way Jester introduces herself. I think Jester's introduction is the best thing ever. Just how she introduces herself in the, like, her very first scene. It's so good. All right, guys. I am going to go ahead and get started working. Thank you, guys. The beginning of January is so special for me. January. The beginning of July is so special for me, for Reddit, because, you know, July 6th was my third cake day, and then July 7th today is the first year of my subreddit. I started it last year, July 7th. So, and today I hit 4,000 subs on Reddit. So that was just really cool. I'm waiting. My next milestone is 1,000 subs on YouTube. I really want it. I really want to hit that. So, I'm going to be doing a little bit more on the safer work side, just to kind of do that. I think my next, here's a little peek into my mind if you guys happen to follow my YouTube. But I think the next, because right now I'm working on just a little cutesy roleplay series of Harry Potter, a roleplay for each of the houses, just a little cutesy thing. But I think my next one is after that, like outside of that, I should say, is going to be another Yandere audio. And I've been thinking maybe like a Yandere doctor. I don't know. I kind of really want to. I kind of really want to do a Yandere doctor. So that might be my next one after it. I don't know. If you guys ever have ideas, like I said, I think I say this all the time, and I get some people take me up on it, but not all of you. So definitely, if you guys ever have ideas for things like that, let me know, because hell, I'm not that smart. I don't have all the ideas. Okay, for real, I'm gonna go. You guys are awesome. Have a great week. Bye.